My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, represents his state's 46th congressional district. We talked about him a lot with one of his staff leaders last week about his being forbidden by Hamid Karzai to enter Afghanistan. We want to get his thoughts briefly on that, but also get his reaction to the president's trip to Afghanistan and, more importantly, his speech to the nation on Tuesday evening. And, Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, my pleasure.
Let's start with the president's speech from Tuesday night. There were agreements that he signed with President Karzai earlier in the day. When we were talking with your communications director a week ago, we discovered that you are not optimistic that these agreements are going to amount to much. Now that you've learned a little bit more about them, what's your reaction?
I think the basic concept that they are trying to achieve is wrong. And so he's just going down the wrong path. In terms of the details, in terms of what he wants to accomplish, may achieve his goals, but they will not be successful in putting the United States where it wants to be as soon as we want to be there. And that is, we want to be out of Afghanistan as soon as possible, with not permitting the Taliban to retake control of that country. That will not be achieved by the president's plan.
Explain why that's the case. He claims that we'll transfer security responsibility in about 2.5 years, that we'll have a limited role over the next decade, but that ultimately the goal is to not allow the terrorists to regain a foothold, but not completely decimate the Taliban. So
We've been hearing this for the last 5 years. That Bush was wrong, was not right when he was saying it, and this president is not right when he's saying it. The bottom line is that their building up of the National Army will do no good at all unless there is some major structural change in the system in place in Afghanistan. What they've got now is a system that is totally out of sync with the culture of Afghanistan, which is a more decentralized village and tribal culture, and they need at the very least to make sure that this current system, where the president is elected and he appoints everybody else, you know, like all the governors are appointed by Karzai, and then they appoint all the local police chiefs and educators, etc. That has to go. It not only is inconsistent with Afghanistan, but it leads to corruption. And what we have now, of course, is this overwhelmingly corrupt government. And you can't just try to have a national army backed up by U.S. forces and expect that they will just accept this government.
What's the smarter way forward, Congressman?
Well, the smarter way forward is we have to immediately call what they call a loya jirga of all of the leaders of Afghanistan. What they have now is we are negotiating with the Taliban. We are. No, the Taliban, which represents a force in that society, should come to a meeting with Karzai, yes, who is a force, but also with all of those people who don't like Karzai, who helped us defeat the Taliban in the first place. Karzai wasn't that. It was the Northern Alliance that drove the Taliban out of Afghanistan, and those guys have been shunned to the side. And what we should do is have a general meeting with them. And those folks, as far as I can see, would like to have a parliamentary system of government, which permits a much broader distribution of power in a society than the current presidential system, in which the president is elected and he appoints everybody else. I think that that's the first step that we'd have to make. And that, of course, is to steer clear of this idea that we're going to just superimpose on Afghanistan an acceptance of the central government of Kabul and let them work that out, because no one's ever been able to do that, even when they don't have foreign troops. But when foreign troops come in and tell them that, that automatically means that all the villagers and tribal leaders will unite against the foreigner.
Congressman, just about 60 seconds left in our conversation here. We heard most of the story from your communications director, Tara Setmaier, last week. But we've obviously heard from our conversation today why you're not a big fan at all of Hamid Karzai. Why does he not like you and demanded that you not come into the country?
Well, first of all, I'm the chairman of the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, so I am actually investigating charges of corruption in Afghanistan, of which there are many, and of which some are associated with Karzai himself and his family. And we're trying to open up an investigation in that direction. And not only that, but I'm opposed to the structure that has put him on in the catbird seat. And if I succeed, he's not going to be able to have this overwhelming authority over everybody, and won't be able to practice corrupt activities without being caught. So no wonder he doesn't want me in his country. And I'm sorry that the Secretary of State, Panetta, decided that rather than going with change in that society, to take the easy way out, let's not create a problem right now, even though it might solve the problem in the long term.
Congressman, it's been a very interesting couple of weeks for you. We appreciate very much you taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. As you just heard, he's on the Foreign Affairs Committee and is the head of the Oversight Subcommittee on that committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.